G'day everyone, this is Beej of Ide, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to the Super Network's Super Marcian Bede review videos. And for this one, we're going to be reviewing the film Force of Nature, The Dry 2. And with me, as always, is my very awesome co-host on all the podcasts on the Super Network, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello. It is absolutely wonderful to be back doing us a reviews together, and hopefully at least for videos or audio reviews or both, there'll be a lot more going forward.
Indeed. It has been a while since we've done like a video review episode together, or just even together for an audio review as well. So I'm very excited to talk about the film that we're going to be talking about today. And we might as well get straight to it, which of course is Force of Nature, The Dry 2, which was written and directed by Robert Connolly, based on the novel Force of Nature by Jane Harper. This film stars Eric Bana, Anna Torv, Deborah Lee Furness, Robin McLeavy, Sissy Stringer, Lucy Ansel, Jacqueline McKenzie, Tony Briggs, Jeremy Lindsay Taylor, and Richard Roxburgh. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is: five women participate in a hiking retreat, but only four come out the other side. Federal agents Aaron Falk and Carmen Cooper headed to the mountains, hoping to find their informant. Still alive. Now, Marcy, as we both know, The Force of Nature is the sequel to the 2021 hit Australian film The Dry, which of course in turn was based on the book of the same name by Jane Harper. Now, when that movie came out, it, even though it did get a lot of great reviews, what I think surprised a lot of people was it actually became a massive hit at the box office, and I believe it was the number one highest grossing Australian film of that year, and deservedly so, in my opinion.
You could say, Bede, it was a force of nature.
Exactly. So it's a given that a sequel to The Dry would be made, given that Jane Harper wrote, I'd get a trilogy of Aaron Falk novels. So this one being the second adaptation. Now, your thoughts on Force of Nature, The Dry 2, Marcy?
Yeah, look, as of recording, has been a couple of weeks since seeing the film, as we did attend the premiere, which was quite awesome and lovely. And I apologize for basically photo bombing, I guess you could call it, or video bombing an interview on the red carpet. But it's kind of funny to see me behind Eric Bana. But yeah, force. I mean, as I said before, The Dry was a force of nature, and considering the climate we were in when it came out, like, it felt good to go out to the movies and see something. I don't think it made us happier at the time, because The Dry is, The Dry is a very hard hitting film, and it certainly resonated a lot with me. And, it's still with me, since seeing it. It's that kind of film that I think is really powerful, but still, I think, tells important stories. And, yeah, I was keen to see a sequel. My hopes, just as a fan and not having read the books by Jane Harper, was that it would be something different but still have the essence of what the first one was, and I feel like this gave me that in that respect. And like, what I liked was, it's a very different location. It doesn't feel very dry during the film. It's actually quite wet. We could have called it the wettest, in fact. I like that we had a complete change of scenery, but we're still bringing back that main character of Eric Bana as Aaron Falk, who was the heart and soul, obviously, of The Dry. And I feel like still is that here. But I think it's a less personal story, but it still fits in with that narrative as... I don't know how much to give away, because this is a review on the film as we're recording, is just releasing. But it actually, the film collects a great cast, as you mentioned, and read them out. Like, that's a fantastic cast. And again, I actually had no idea Deborah Lee Furness was in this, and she was great. Like, her character of Jill, who's, I guess, the boss lady who has organized this trip for the employees, she has a fierceness to her, but I think there was still something sympathetic you could see there, which I thought that was a really intriguing performance. And Anna Torv as Alice, who is the person that goes missing and, as it says in the plot synopsis, is an informant for Falk and his partner. I'm just trying to work out the name. It was Carmen, played by Jacqueline McKenzie. So she's gone on this retreat with Deborah Lee Furness and the other girls, who are Robin McLeavy, Sissy Stringer, and Lucy Ansell, who, again, are all fantastic. And we kind of get the back and forth of what happened when they went away and the aftermath with the character of Alice missing. And I liked that, and I thought it was paced fairly well in regards to how it unfolded. And I didn't quite work out what was happening until it's revealed. So I feel like that worked on some level, me being a smart ass and figuring things out. But for me, I think it was, as I said, it's telling a different story, one that's still connected to the Falk character, but in a different way. And the focus on these women and what happened during their time, I think, worked really well. And of course, the investigations, and it's a very big cast. It's a very good cast. And it's hard to say if anyone particularly stood out, because I think everyone did a really good job. And as great as Eric Bana is, and he's always great in everything from back in the comedy days, I do think it was, you know, like Anna Torv almost, I don't want to say outshining, but was definitely, she stood out with her performance. And it's a character that, from when the film starts, has disappeared, could be dead, we don't know. So I think that's quite fascinating. And, you know, I really like Jacqueline McKenzie, and it would have been nice if she was in it a little bit more. But that's just a little nitpick that doesn't mean a whole lot. But, you know, I enjoy her. I think she's great. I think the three that really, I guess, not surprised me, but just put in some really fantastic performances were Sissy Stringer and Lucy Ansell as the two sisters on this retreat. But also Robin McLeavy, who I think both of us have been massive fans since The Loved Ones. And I'm not sure this is the life I saw for Princess Lola. but, you know, I think with those supporting roles, like, it really brings it all together. Like, I thought they were all fantastic. So, they, as I said, I'm kind of rambling, but it is a big cast. And well, yeah, we have Eric Bana, but I think he has, you know, these cast of mostly women who do so well around him that, yeah, he might be top billed, but everyone else is there as well, if that makes sense. And you can't go wrong with a small role from Richard Roxburgh, who just knows how to play, like, slimy as well. Yeah, the other thing I wanted to mention, it again, like I said, it's a very wet movie. It's out in nature, of course, but it was, look, I couldn't imagine how difficult it would have been to film where it was filmed, and all the, I don't even want to think about it, all the bugs and creatures and dangers, but it looked spectacular. It really looked like a fantastic location. And, you know, I have been a fan of Robert Connolly for a very long time, and I think he's one of the finest filmmakers that we have. So again, for me, I think it's another strong film from him. And now that I've been mumbling forever, Bede, what did you think of Force of Nature, The Dry 2?
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure what to expect with Force of Nature, even though I know it was a sequel to The Dry. So I expected it to be another police procedural with our main character, Aaron Falk, and him getting involved in another case. So that I did expect, but I do agree with you that if anything, even though Aaron Falk is our main character, he's not the, like, he's not really our main focus in this film. And from what I gather, because I know people who have read the books, from what I understand in Force of Nature, at least in the book, Aaron Falk isn't really the main character in that book. He's only, I would say, a supporting role, but, you know, there's other, so he's more like a key player in that. So I don't know if this film kind of just faithfully kind of adapts that to the screen, or maybe they might have beefed up the role a little bit for the film. But I could definitely see why people would why I could see some people say, oh, he doesn't feel at, even though, yes, he's the main character, but he's not as prominent in the film as much he was in the first film. So I could definitely see that. But I still think Eric Bana still did a pretty solid job here.
Oh, absolutely.
But for me, I think it is really the cast or out the all women cast that are in this film. I think everyone does such a great job. Anna Torv, as you said, is great in the role of Alice. Deborah Lee Furness does bring that kind of steely fierceness to that performance. And Lucy Ansel and Sissy Stringer are both great as the sisters, particularly Sissy Stringer, who I feel like has a lot of complexity to character. But I have to say, I think my favorite standout performance is Robert McLeavy. Now, it's been quite a few years since Robin McLeavy has been in anything hugely prominent. I know she's been appearing in a few things as of late, but I know there was like a couple of years there where she kind of disappeared. So it was great to kind of see her back in a big prominent role in this film. And I think she did a great job here. And also the mystery itself, like you say, like, I consider myself a little bit of a smarty as well in terms of trying to figure out the mysteries of things, especially with police procedurals. So I will admit I was actually kind of caught off guard by as the mystery unraveled, like especially when you find out the resolution of it. So, which I won't give away because the movie's just come out, but I will admit I was pretty surprised about that. So just as I was in the first film. So... I think visually, the film looks fantastic, and I think that I agree it would have been a tough shooting this in the rainforest up in the Victorian Mountains here in our home state. So, but even then, though, it's such a beautiful film to look at, and it really captures that area perfectly. Like, not only how beautiful it is, but also how incredibly isolating it is as well. Like, you can get lost in those rainforests, And I like that the film really showcases that aspect of it. And yeah, it's got a great bit of mood and atmosphere, like a stark contrast to what we saw in The Dry.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just think it's a really well-made film. Like, is it as good as the first film? I would say no, because I think the first film definitely had a lot more to it that I preferred compared to this one. Mm-hmm. But I think as a follow-up, I still think it's a pretty solid film overall. Like, Robert Connolly does a pretty good job with his filmmaking and writing of this film. And like I said, the performances are all solid. But yeah, I mean, it's not as good as The Dry, but on its own as a sequel, it is still pretty good.
Yeah, look, I agree. I think The Dry is, you know, for me, that's a top tier sort of film. I think it just got everything right. And I think this is a very strong follow-up, and it gave me the things that I wanted from a follow-up. I don't think there's that many, I guess, flaws or anything like that within the film. I think overall, it was just that The Dry for me felt stronger, which doesn't take away from this at all, because it's still a very compelling film, and I was certainly glued to the screen and waiting to see what was going to happen. But again, it just brings together such a fantastic cast, and like you said, it's great to see Robin McLeavy, and she certainly left an impression for life with the loved ones, and you know, that film is near and dear to both of our hearts, as is the character of Lola. And, you know, back when, or well, actually before that came out, when I went to a Q&A, like, I got to meet her. I've got my photo with her. You could say I've been a fan for a long time. And, yeah, finding out she was in this got me very excited. And I do think, like, those main, like, four women give very strong and layered performances, which, you know, really bring the film, like, forward. So, yeah, I liked it, and I guess you liked it as well.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
So I guess that wraps up our review. And, Bede, what is your rating out of 5 stars?
Well, if I give a rating to Force of Nature, The Dry 2, I give it about a 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed it a lot. Like I said, it's not as good as the first one, but as a sequel, it's still a pretty solid one overall.
Yeah, I agree. I give it 4 out of 5. For me, it was a great film. I really enjoyed watching it. And, you know, if there is another Dry movie, I'll certainly be there to watch it.
Definitely, definitely.
And, yeah, I think that wraps up this review. And everyone can be sure to check out supermarcy.com or subscribe here on the YouTube channel if that's where you're watching. And, stay tuned. We should hopefully be back more often with more reviews. And, you know, maybe we'll do it for recent releases, or maybe we'll go back and just randomly look at something older. To be determined.
Exactly, exactly.
Thank you so much for listening / or watching, everyone, and hope you enjoy Force of Nature, The Dry 2.